This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You're listening to Max and Ivan's Sound Deals, an improvised podcast in which no one knows what they're selling until they're selling it.
You're listening to Sound Deals with Max and Ivan. Part of Incel, the Internet Selling Network.
Ivan, riddle me this. What starts with an S and ends with an S and is two words long?
Save souls.
That is a correct answer.
Okay.
And is the sort of thing that someone...
Single ladies.
Another correct answer. Not what I had in mind.
Supermen's.
I don't know if that is a correct answer.
Okay.
But I like your style. I like your thinking.
Sweet tooths.
Again, I realise that this is quite a broad and open-ended question, so...
Simple Minds.
It's not Simple Minds.
Okay, okay. Am I getting closer?
No, not really. The answer that I had in mind was quite simply sound deals.
Which right! Is, that makes
course,
more sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is, of course, the world's first podcast shopping network. We are your hosts. I'm Max. This is Ivan.
Hello.
And we are recording live from the fabled Sound Deals warehouse, an undisclosed location full of some of the world's finest products.
Max, riddle me this.
Oh,
what begins with a Q
okay. And
ends with an R and is five words long?
Five words long?
Yep. Five words starts with a Q, ends with an R.
Five words starts with a Q, ends with an R. Quick. Hide from the alligator.
And that's exactly what I was going to say.
Oh.
So, let's get through this podcast as quickly as possible.
Oh my word.
Because the alligator is coming.
The alligator is coming.
Yep. The Sound Deals producers they've upped their security.
Right.
The feral raccoons that they let out to protect the estate.
Yeah.
They ran away.
Oh.
But I've been told that an alligator is coming.
Has been replaced.
Yes.
Okay.
So we better get through this snappy because, yeah, the alligator's coming.
Snappy.
It sure is.
Wow. I suppose that means you're no longer in danger of the vengeful raccoons the one that you married in that inadvertently became...
Yeah, no, I didn't marry
entangled
it.
Entangled with.
I think I... If anything, I left it at the altar.
You jilted?
Yes.
Good grief. Well, look, that's a sad chapter in both your life and the life of your raccoon intended. So, you know, maybe for the best that they've moved on. But
yeah,
in more pertinent news, I mean, yeah, how long do we have before the gator approacheth?
Well,
and also where how does it get released? I mean, what do we do? Is it also crucially, is it outside or inside?
Well, look, I'm hoping not inside because that's where I am.
Yes.
So I'm really.
I mean, I'm outside. So
that's true.
It's I don't want to say it's a no-win situation, but I feel like there's an element of risk either way. Yeah. I mean, look, I had a perfectly effective coping mechanism when it came to the raccoons. I would have appreciated a little heads up if I'd known there may or may not be an alligator, you know,
sure,
in my personal space.
Look, I'm sure it'll be fine, whatever it is. I think we just need to rattle through today's show, and then we'll be able to ask the producers more questions.
So when you say you're sure it'll be fine, I mean, that doesn't strike
Sorry,
me...
Sorry, I hope it'll be fine.
Okay, right. So the plan is to do the show and then ask the producer... I mean, do you have much luck conversing with them directly?
Not so much directly.
How do you communicate with them?
Indirectly through you. I've been very successful.
Okay, right.
When you've told me anything, you know, they've said.
Sure,
That's basically, you know, speaking to them, isn't it?
In a way. I mean, yeah, look, yeah, we have lots of good chats about, you know, about the show and about the deals and the products and the, you know, the kind of the above the line outward, you know, kind of customer facing world. I feel that the kind of the more in the weeds, the sort of nitty gritty of warehouse management, safety, security, that's run by a team that, if anything, you have more dealings with, given your kind of
that's very true
living arrangement.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, that team is separate to the Sound Deals production team.
Wait, what?
Yeah, no, that's the people who look after the space.
Yes.
That's one of the Sound Deals producers' sister, who is called Agnes, and her security is her side hustle.
Security is her side hustle.
Yes, yeah. She mainly does, you know, like animals on TV.
What do you mean by that? Sorry, she does, you know, animals on TV.
She provides animals.
She is a supplier.
She's a supplier of, and she's like a. Well, she's not technically an animal trainer because she doesn't know how to train them. That's what she said.
She wrangles them,
but she does wrangle.
She'll get you one.
She'll get you one,
and then it's on you.
Yeah. Hence.
Right.
Hence the alligator.
Right, is being provided by Agnes, a sister of the Sound Deals.
Yeah,
one of the Sound Deals producers.
Yeah,
right. Okay. Well, we can come back to this in a bit, but you think we have time to dive into some products?
I hope so.
So do I. And it'll be it is great to be here. It is great to be back in the warehouse. Certainly for now, which as far as I can see is contains nothing but fabulous products. And we'd love to tell you all about them, starting with
scent-free smelling salts.
The scent-free smelling salts.
Oh, the scent-free smelling salts were amazing. And we can't thank our listener enough for sending these in. This is a listener product sent in by Kay from Colorado.
Kay from Colorado, we thank you so much for sending in the product to sounddeals@maxenivan.com and alerting the Sound Deals team to this wonderful product.
Scent-free smelling salts.
Yes, indeed. Scent-free smelling salts. We had a wonderful time with these salts.
It's pretty clear what it is.
Yeah.
It does what it says on the tin, and it comes in a tin.
It certainly does. It comes in a big old tin.
Yeah, it's a barrel, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an enormous metal barrel. Very heavy. But, you know, it protects it protects some precious cargo.
It does. Open up that barrel and in you will find the scent-free smelling salts. Now, obviously, we all know what smelling salts are.
Yes, they're what Victorian women would be given when they felt a little faint because their corset was on too tight, or they'd seen a gentleman with a well-turned ankle and felt all of a flutter, and their maidservant or butler might run forth with the smelling salts, wave them beneath their nose, and bring them back to a state of vigour and consciousness.
Oh, that's what we think they are.
Yes, because this is nothing to do with what these smelling salts are.
No, these are basically salts to help you smell.
Yes, of salt.
That's correct.
Yes. Yes, it's a sort of deodorant. It's a salty deodorant. Now, obviously, scent-free.
Yes.
In the title.
So it's to stop you from smelling of yourself.
Yep.
Hence, scent-free.
Yep, absolutely. But to make you smell, and let's be clear, quite pungently
of
salt.
Of salt,
of
yes.
Salt, yes.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if you've ever rubbed concentrated salt upon your body.
Concentrated salt?
Yes.
I didn't know salt could be any more concentrated than salt.
Nor did I.
Isn't salt just a molecule of salt?
Salt is, but smelling salt.
Or concentrated. salt.
Yes.
From which smelling salt is presumably derived.
Yeah, that is correct.
Right.
Is extra powerful salt.
Okay.
Please don't ingest this.
Goodness. It is not a food grade salt.
No.
No. It is strictly for rubbing on your exterior.
Yes. So you know the salt that gritters might throw onto the road?
Yes.
It's not that. It is stronger than that.
Good grief. Yes. I see. And this is why it comes in such a thick and heavy duty tin or barrel, because anything less, and frankly, it would cut it to shreds.
It would.
So I think we should point out that it's revolutionary in its product category class, in that it is very much an exfoliant as much as it is a deodorant.
It does it all.
Yes.
It really does it all. You only need a teaspoon.
Yes, which is remarkable given the size of the barrel, because I know when you first started, you just jumped right in, didn't you?
Which was foolish of me.
Yeah, we know that now. We know that now. Yes, a very, very tentative recovery period over the rest of the 30 days.
Yes. I had to instantly drink 50 litres of water.
Right, yes, because even from the exterior, the salt is cape. You were like a human slug in a way. It was quite something to see a man shrivel so. Because I know you understandably thought about you had delayered. I watched you for the best part of an afternoon chipping away at the top of the barrel with a sharpened bit of wood that you'd fashioned for the purpose, eventually heaving open the serrated lid, and then standing on a couple of wooden pallets,
and then just going for it, hopping in.
We now know.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
No.
For goodness sake, only a teaspoon needed.
Yes, and in fact, if you read because the instructions are on the tin, because it's more like a Bible.
Right.
In that it's dense.
Right, certainly.
It's size 6 font.
And it goes around.
And it goes
all the way around this large barrel.
So I would recommend you read it first.
Yes.
That takes a couple of days.
Yeah. But you did have a few days to recuperate and read up. You know, you needed some reading material. And luckily you had the barrel on hand.
I did. And if you read that manual on the tin, you'll see that there's actually a little tap at the bottom.
Right. So, in fact, chipping open the...
Not needed.
Not needed. No, I can see that might be a bad way to preserve all of the industrial-grade concentrated salt.
So you just get this tap open at the bottom.
Yep.
And then pop a little teaspoon out.
You just decant a little bit.
Yeah. And, yeah, keep it as small as possible.
And then it's a question of scrubbing it on the body.
Yeah. You just you place it. You lick the back of a teaspoon.
Right. Yes. Then so that it sticks to you.
Yeah. So it sticks to the teaspoon.
Yes. So that the salt sticks to the teaspoon. Yeah.
That's
of course.
It.
And you pour it onto the back of the teaspoon.
Yes.
Of course.
That's So it's not even a full teaspoon that
I
you
see.
Need.
It's a kind of. Convex,
concave, or convex.
I mean, they mean the opposite of one another. I think it's convex.
It depends which way you're looking at the teaspoon.
I mean, we're talking about the back of the teaspoon here,
in which it's convex. Yeah,
right. Yes. It's covered in salt.
Yes.
And then do you simply kind of almost baste yourself?
So what you have to do is you have to lick your armpits.
Wowzers.
And if you aren't able to lick your own armpit, then lick a friend's, and then, you know, you lick each other's.
Yes. I was going to say, surely it'd be more useful for the friend to lick yours if you're the only one administering this.
I really would recommend, you know, as a group exercise, you all, you know, you all scent free each other.
Certainly. I wasn't around. Were you able to lick your own armpit or did someone else?
Unfortunately, no one was able slash willing to lick my armpit.
Right.
But I Sorry did. I was able to dislocate my shoulder.
Oh, wow.
And then lick my own armpit.
Oh, yeah, I can see there. Your shoulders are both, yeah, quite bruised.
Yes. Yes, they are.
But all in pursuit of great success.
Yes. So lick them I did.
Yep.
And the salt really does. See, what it does, it reacts more to saliva than it does sweat.
Interesting.
Yes.
So which makes sense that you need to coat it, a little
Hence,
coating.
Yeah. Now, you could, and I realise this a bit late, build up a bit of spittle,
mm-hmm.
pop it on a sponge, then daub yourself.
Yes, I suppose there are other ways to get that liquid to the requisite body part.
Yeah. So you might not need to dislocate your, you know. Your
but shoulders. Again, you had a lot of time to recuperate, in which to think about other ways to move the relevant ingredients around. But let's cut to the chase. Your armpits are primed and ready to go. You've got you've got a teaspoon back covered in scent-free smelling salts.
You rub it on.
Yep.
Then there's an initial burning sensation.
Wonderful. You know, it's an active ingredient.
And it kind of, I guess what it does, it singes the hair.
Wow.
Then it seals the pores. Then what you must do, once it's sealed the pores, you really need to douse it off with as much. And for some reason, it's Fanta.
Okay. Interesting. The fizzy drink.
Yes. Yeah, it has an active ingredient in there,
which
repels the salt.
Yeah.
And then you mainly smell of sea salt.
And Fanta.
And and Fanta, yeah.
Yes. So it was a trial and error process.
Yes, it was.
But you mastered it.
But the errors are there because I didn't read the instructions properly.
Yes. And it's not in English, is it?
No. It's in German.
Yeah. As a result, it is extremely, you know, precise and clear about what needs to be done. You now have utterly hairless armpits, and those pores really do look sealed.
They are completely sealed.
They look
which is amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I don't know if you've I'd never realised that I hadn't seen skin with sealed pores.
It really does look very different.
It does look different. Yes. It really does.
I've not seen armpits like yours before, and I'm really taken aback.
I can only describe it as it's almost like a Barbie doll.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And who doesn't want that? I mean, listen, it's like a real life Instagram filter for your armpits. I mean, yeah, they've never looked better and they've never smelled more distinctive than they do right now, because it does linger, and a teaspoon goes a long way.
Oh, it really does. I mean, you can keep using that teaspoon for weeks.
Yeah, you don't need to re-dunk it. You don't need to reapply.
Not at all.
Yeah, but no, that distinctive scent, it's, you know, it's like the sea times 100 coupled with a lovely kind of afterglow of sparkling orange.
Which is delicious.
Yeah, absolutely. How long does the barrel last for?
So there is one barrel.
Right. So if you would like it, then let us know, because Ivan will need to firstly pop the old lid back on.
And apologies to future users of the scent-free smelling salts.
I need to sort of weld that back shut.
I will weld it.
Solder it or something. Yeah. And then, good. So that you'll have to pop that on the old bicycle and...
Yes, and then I guess I'll take it to whoever buys it.
Absolutely. Well, wonderful. I mean, you too could seal your pits just like Barbie, and indeed just like Ivan.
The scent-free smelling salts could be yours today.
Fanta not included.
Bishop's flute.
Oh, the bishop's flute.
If music be the food of love, play me a melody on the bishop's flute.
But please do not play it as though it were a flute.
No, it is not a flute. I mean, it's not actually really an instrument.
No, God,
Not a musical instrument, at the very least.
No, I mean, I guess it is an instrument.
Yes.
Much like, you know, a knife is a culinary instrument.
Yes. Yes. Much like a knife. In that the bishop's flute is useful and versatile, and you could keep it in your kitchen.
You could. You could. It depends. It depends if you, you know, if you do bishop's fluting in the kitchen.
Quite. That's really down to you. Ivan, I mean, where did you bishop's flute?
Well, I mean, obviously, I base myself in the Sound Deals warehouse.
Yes, so presumably in or near your nest.
Yes. Yep. I had a little play with the flute in my downtime.
Lovely.
I found it very relaxing, actually. Yeah, so it was just before I went to sleep, I would play with a bishop's flute.
Right, oh, wonderful.
And sometimes in the morning as well.
Splendid. So, I mean, let's get into it. I mean, who is the bishop?
So, the bishop in question is the Bishop of Canterbury.
The Archbishop of Canterbury or a different bishop? Because most people's minds obviously go to the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Yep.
Sir Justin Welby.
That's the one.
Oh, it's him.
Yep.
Just advertising this product using a slightly, you know, more junior title.
Well, I think he, you know, he's not one to blow his own trumpet.
No.
But he is one to advertise his own flute.
Splendid. A pedigree of that kind does not come around every day. That is, without a doubt, the highest ranked religious figure we have had endorsing a product here.
Yeah, it's
at
amazing.
The Sandeals Warehouse.
So first of all, it's mainly for bishops to use.
Right, I see.
And flute is an acronym.
Wonderful. I love an acronym. Yep. And I'd be delighted to know what it is.
So flute, FLUTE,
yes,
is feeling love under the
under the earth, isn't it?
That's correct. Feeling love under the earth.
Yes. So yeah, I mean, we joked about it being as useful as a knife. It's probably more like a sort of trowel implement, really.
Yes. Yeah.
So not totally dissimilar.
But you wouldn't really use it in the kitchen.
No, unless you happen to have some earth in the kitchen that you wish to kind of displace.
That's true. Or if you're camping and, you know...
Mother Nature is your kitchen.
Yes.
Yes. Now, it is wonderful. And as you would expect from a benevolent religious leader, this is a, you know, it is a positive message.
Oh, it is.
How does the bishop's flute help you feel love?
Under the earth. So, it is advertised to bishops.
Yes. So you mentioned, did you have to become...
So I became a bishop.
You became ordained.
Yes.
Presumably, I mean, I'm not familiar with the inner workings of the Church of England or the Roman Catholic Church, but you might have had to venture elsewhere in order to...
I did, because, you know, I only have 30 days to actually test this.
I understand. It's a slightly lengthier process.
So, so I found an online religion.
Wonderful.
Which allowed me to become a bishop within minutes.
Fabulous.
All I had to do was pop in my credit card details.
Ooh, okay.
And
I know there are
then
free ones available. But
what?
It doesn't matter. Absolutely doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. What was the name of the church?
The Church of Money, Money, Dollar, Dollar.
The Church of Money, Money, Dollar, Dollar.
Yes. I got a...
It's a prosperity gospel they preach.
It is, yes. Yeah. I got an NFT that was an ape in a bishop's hat.
Oh, wonderful. I just want to be clear that in that case, the acronym was non-fungible token and not something else.
Yeah, no, a non-fungible token,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, incredible.
And technically, that's the bishop.
Right.
But because I own the NFT, I am the bishop.
One, they are such useful products, NFTs. Yes. We are huge fans of them at the Sound Deals Warehouse. They're a step forward and they're making the world a better place.
I think they are.
Yeah.
I think they are.
They're a leap forward in terms of art, in terms of culture, and in terms of actual items that you definitely do own.
Yeah.
So you wonderfully, you joined, and apologies, Ivan, I should be perhaps, you know, address, how should I address you now?
Well, now the 30 days is over. I had to give back the NFT.
Oh, good grief. Were you refunded?
Unfortunately not, but that's fine. That's a different matter. I'm trying to speak to my credit card company about it.
Certainly.
They are disputing it.
Okay, certainly. But yes.
But anyway, for 30 days, I was a bishop.
Yep.
Or a bishop's owner.
Yes. At the Church of Money, Money, Dollar, Dollar.
That's correct.
Which it allowed you to you know, commune on a more profound level with the bishop's flute.
Yes. Which looks like a trowel.
Yep.
You take it out.
Yep.
Of its packaging.
Certainly.
Which is a very ornate box.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
In what way?
It's carved wood.
Lovely.
Depicting the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Sir Justin Welby.
Sir Justin Welby.
He really is. Yeah, it's quite an impressive branding exercise. And not enough religious leaders really think about the merchandising possibilities. I think, you know, we would encourage any religious leaders out there who wish to capitalize on the IP of their status to get in contact.
He's flashing the peace sign.
Okay. Thank goodness.
And the words, "Feel the love," are inscribed.
Beautiful. That does sound very ornate. And yeah, it's not often that you see the Archbishop of Canterbury just flashing the peace sign. Can I check this is definitely genuinely endorsed by the actual Archbishop of Canterbury, Ivan? Just because, I mean, it's called the Bishop's Flute, not the Archbishop's Flute.
Yep.
If I'm honest, this is slightly out of character.
The Archbishop of Canterbury is, what? He's this chubby looking fella with big mutton chops.
I don't think that.
Sunglasses.
No, never.
Board shorts.
Board shorts. No, no.
And that's it.
No, I think that.
Big tattoo on his belly.
Yeah, I see that. I see that. No, I'm not sure who that man is.
Oh.
And it's possible that he.
Not the Archbishop of Canterbury.
It's possible that his name is Justin Welby. Look, who am I to second guess? It's even possible that he is a bishop, even in Canterbury, perhaps. I would potentially caution that he's not the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Ah, okay.
But he is.
Interesting.
He's promoting peace. He's flashing the peace sign.
Yeah.
And I mean, who among us disagrees with that message? So inside the box engraved with this gentleman,
yes,
you whip out the trowel,
yes, and as soon as you start digging, mm-hmm. A little song plays.
Oh, wonderful!
Yes, it's a self-penned song
written by the bishop.
No, it's self-penned in that you have to record it.
Oh, even better. Well, I mean, listen, I would be absolutely overjoyed to hear the song.
Great. The lyrics,
yeah,
Are provided for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the tune that is self-penned.
Oh, okay. What wonderful!
So you just come up with your own tune, then you hit record and play together. There's basically it's kind of like a dictaphone that's sellotaped to the trowel.
Certainly. Well, listen, on behalf of all of the Sound Deals listeners, I think in order to fully understand the Bishop's Flute, we would need to hear your take on the product's theme tune.
Yes. So this was the product's theme tune for me.
Yes, of course.
So here we go.
Okay.
Feel the love with the Bishop's Flute. Yes, please dig. up some roots, plant some seeds, nice and tight, but not too tight. They will grow upright.
So it is essentially a gardening implement and the seeds come with the
seeds come with it. Yep. And once the plants have grown, the archbishop comes to your house.
Right.
And he will harvest.
Which is very good of him.
Yeah. Take the fruit with him.
Yes. And when you say fruit, I mean, it is, it's marijuana.
Yes. It's cannabis. Yes.
So, just for those asking specifically what the, what the happiness under the earth might be, you become part of a collective.
Yes.
You use your trowel. You listen to the song that you have made your own. But what isn't your own are the product of the seeds.
No, once they bud, then you really do need to let the Archbishop know.
And he's quite forthright about...
Yes, very, very.
He may be just a ruddy-faced gentleman in board shorts wishing you peace, but... I mean, that wish of peace is a wish that he is willing to retract.
Totally. And look, the trowel is yours.
Yes.
The seeds are not.
The box and the dictaphone?
Unfortunately, not as well.
Oh.
So he will take those other things from you.
Great. But that, that is his right, and it's one that he exercises.
Totally.
It sounds like a great product. I'd love to get involved. Obviously, the question on the lips of the Sound Deals listeners: why is it only for bishops?
So, the Archbishop.
Yes.
Is a major stakeholder in the Church of Money, Money, Dollar, Dollar.
Oh, was this the church that he advised?
And he does advise you become a bishop.
Does he accept bishops from any other walk of life?
Unfortunately not.
Oh, I see. One yes. does have to be a member.
So you do have to become a bishop of the Church of Money, Money, Dollar, Dollar.
Right, I see.
But you will get that NFT.
Of course. Would it be fair to say that he issued those NFTs?
I think he did, yeah.
Incredible. What a creative man. So you get to become part of both a gardening collective, part of in the sense that you contribute to the product. It's not yours.
No.
But, in this gig economy, who among us owns anything these days?
Certainly not me.
No, nor I. I've divested myself of lots of my assets, and I've really never been freer or more nimble to pivot into any and all opportunities that might come my way. And in your case, the opportunity that came your way was the knocking on the door of the Archbishop.
Mm-hmm.
How much had you managed to grow in 30 days?
Was
he satisfied with the haul?
Not enough.
I see.
Not enough.
What were the implications?
So I had to extend my bishopdom.
Right, I see.
Yes, which was just a simple payment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Through a credit card.
Great, great, great.
He also advised a hydroponics set.
Oh, wonderful.
Which was also available. He brought it along.
He brought it along.
And then it was just a simple credit card charge.
You just pop it on the credit card.
Yeah.
Just goes on, really.
And then he said he'd be back in 3 months.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, that feels like a fruitful relationship, with a man of the cloth, his sort of spiritual guidance and also kind of business advice could really, come to be an important part of your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's certainly an important part of my life already for many other reasons.
Go on.
Oh, just... I'm getting into a lot of credit card.
Right, debt. Oh, certainly, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And
and he's been calling at quite erratic hours, I know.
Yeah, wanting me to make sure that the hydroponics are doing their thing.
Yes, yes, yes.
And just checking in on me.
Yeah. He'll sort of stand around for a while.
He wanted me, you know, to feel the love.
Yes.
But quite aggressively feel that love.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is the kind of energy you're buying into if you if you get involved with the Bishop's Flute. For those who wish to join the gang, join Ivan, join the Bishop himself, you know what to do. Please get in touch with Sound Deals. How much is the trowel, box and dictaphone going for?
So it's just a donation to the Church of Money, Money, Dollar, Dollar.
That's wonderful.
You know, there's no upper limit to your donation.
Very, very, very.
There is a minimum donation.
Of course.
Of £1,000.
£1,000, yes, just 1,000.
But as you know, because it's obviously it's a donation.
Yeah.
You can just put whatever you want.
Whatever you like. You can't put a price on happiness, or at least you can't put an upper price.
No, not at all.
On happiness. From a very solid jumping off point of a one round grand. Onwards and upwards to happiness. Like the crops that you grow on behalf of your sort of almost feudal lord in a way.
It's time for Brambassador, where we're joined by an extra special guest who's flogging something cool.
Well, Ivan, it is a truly historic moment in the Sound Deals warehouse today. We are joined with not just one, but three Brambassadors for the very first time.
I'm just so excited. We were guests on their podcast, and as is customary, they are now guests on ours, and they've entered our beautiful Sound Deals warehouse.
Yes, indeed. They are right here in the warehouse with us. It is Adil Rafai, John Patrick Curran, and Erin Keefe. Together, they make up the formidably talented trio of improvisers who host the Hey Riddle Riddle podcast. But they're not here to talk about that. They are here to talk about an incredible product which has graced the shelves of the Sound Deals warehouse. Guys, welcome firstly to Sound Deals. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you.
And we are so happy to be here.
And we are happy to have you here because sales are going to be through the newly reinforced roof of this warehouse once we reveal the product that you guys are bringing to market today. Before we get into it, are you happy with how this product has launched so far?
We've had a few hurdles. I know Erin has had to go back and tinker on a few things, but I think we are pleased with the final product and we hope that you are as well.
Well, without further ado, I think we should, first of all, hear what that product is.
The foam stool.
It is, of course, the foam stool.
The foam stool.
An incredible item that I've had so much fun testing for the last 30 days.
Yes.
So, first of all, thank you for bringing the foam stool to me. What made you think that the world needs a foam stool?
Well, I think the first thing that we deal with when we release a product like the foam stool is narrow-mindedness. And I think a lot of people have this preconceived notion that poop is in some way dirty or is in some way unclean or something that you wouldn't want to put near your face.
Couldn't agree more.
Exactly. And that, I mean, Adil said, we had a lot of hurdles. We had Erin working very hard on getting those over those social hurdles.
A lot of sleepless nights.
And we've probably all used stool softener, but the thing, I don't know if this is a universal issue or just an issue with me. I never touch my stool, so I don't know if it's soft or hard. I couldn't care less. I don't care how it feels to my hands. What I want to make sure is that it comes out easily. So with foam stool, have you ever tested like silly string? You ever played a prank on your neighborhood or something?
Sure.
Use some silly string or something?
Who hasn't?
So it's almost like that. So it is a tablet you have to swallow. Now there are some side effects. Erin, did you want to mention any of the side effects?
Adil, I would love to. It causes sort of an old-timey madness. Just sort of, you don't sleep anymore, your eyes bug out of your head.
River fever,
you talk about seeing aliens that aren't there. But that is a small price to pay. And I know what you're thinking, did these guys tell me what the product idea was before I put my entire life savings into it? No, but I trust them.
And we should mention right up top, we do have to legally disclose this. Aaron Keefe is actually a an angel investor. So what that means is once she dies, all her money goes to funding the product. So this product will actually not be released until Aaron dies. So if you want to
enjoy the free trial, the free trial that we gave to you, that still works. But and just so everyone's clear, and it doesn't matter for the actual product, this could not matter less. The product's name is Foam Stool, F-O-A-M, or P-H-O-N-E Stool?
Oh, the former, Foam, absolutely.
Perfect, because again, it does not matter which one is which.
Well, let me scrap the, hold on, I'm sorry. Let me just toss this away. Sorry, no. We did have some Foam Stool as well.
We had a Foam Stool, which is where we had our first conference call to talk about the Foam Stool, and we are so glad we went with Foam Stool instead, because honestly, the market's bigger.
And just to get back on track, Foam Stool, again, is a pill that you swallow. What it's going to do is it's going to go down your esophagus into your stomach. I don't know if people know how that works. And it's going to immediately, the tablet is going to hit your stomach acid and the water and contents of that. And it's going to immediately expand. Think of like when a paintball hits a target, it just kind of explodes outwards. So you are going to have, I do apologize, you are going to have a slight discomfort when your entire stomach reaches its full capacity.
It makes a noise.
Pushing against the walls.
It makes a noise. It's very loud.
I never thought that I would reach my full stomach capacity so quickly. It was quite the experience.
Yeah, I have to say. I mean, firstly, thank you so much for bringing this wonderful transatlantic product right here to the UK, to the Sound Deals warehouse. Secondly, it's wonderful to know that the different definition of angel investor that you have in the US, in which the investment is entirely predicated on the investor actually becoming an angel, as opposed to giving that money during life. That's wonderful to know how our cousins do things. And thirdly, I've never experienced Ivan go on quite as intense a journey as he had when, as you know, he's legally obliged to test each product. And the month-long period in which he ingested only the Foam Stool tablet in lieu of all else was really quite something. Ivan, if you could sum up that journey in, let's just say, three words, what would they be?
Well, agonizing would be one. The way you said old time illness,
old timey madness.
Sorry, of course. It was quite an experience. I've never felt that before. I did quite enjoy that madness after a few weeks, actually.
Well, you kept referring to yourself exclusively as the captain and using an old piece of toilet roll, you know, the cardboard toilet roll holder as a kind of telescope.
Yeah.
And I mean, that was just, you know, that was day one. So things...
You're not alone in that. A lot of people have reported thinking they are an old-timey sea captain when taking
the
product.
Okay, fabulous. So people can expect to so
we don't use the word expect. If it happens, that's great and that's fun. But we don't use the word expect because we can't guarantee and we won't guarantee that you will get old-timey sea captain madness.
It's just real quick. We don't recommend this be the only thing that you take. You should take it with food or water because otherwise it's going to start turning your organs into foam. You know, foam soap? That's going to happen to your liver if you don't take it with food.
Aaron makes a great point as well. A great point. Food or water. We do not recommend that you mix.
Don't mix.
Yikes. Don't do that.
Right. Now, that is actually, that's a rookie mistake because as I understand it, Evan, and I'm not trying to throw you under the bus here, Evan, I think on day 17, Evan buckled a little bit from his strict Foam Stool diet and did treat himself to a little snack. But I think I'm right in saying it consisted of a bit of food and a bit of water.
Yeah. And that was a violent concoction within my body, unfortunately for me.
Violent concoction.
For the warehouse, actually.
Violent concoction is actually on the packaging. We also have a few. It's sort of a catch-all of slogans on the box that we sell it in. There's stuff like, has this ever happened to poo? There's no place like foam. What am I missing here? Stools out forever.
Foam is where the heart is because your heart will turn to foam.
And I think right now what we're doing, this is great. This is great for the product. We're focusing a lot of the side effects and some of the negatives. The positive, the whole reason that you take it is to turn your number twos into nice, neat pieces of foam. And you can use those foam pieces for a variety of things.
Of course.
Packaging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's mostly packaging.
Well, it's just great that I work in a warehouse where we sell a load of products.
Yes.
Because for the last 30 days, I've been packing all of the Sound Deals products that have been going out to the listeners with my own foam.
And if you, depending on your diet, you might see when you go through your activities, your number twos, you might see some foam peanuts in there, some foam corn. Yeah. So you will have a mix depending on your diet.
Sure, and if your diet is just the foam stool pill,
it was a lot of foam sort of stomach lining by the end, I think,
yeah,
wasn't
quite,
it?
Quite, quite. Yeah.
But I mean, look, there's so much talk these days about the kind of circular economy and reusing yes. things. And as you say, there has been this kind of squeamish twee,
yeah.
You know, reticence to use what Mother Nature gave you. And I mean, thanks so much to you guys for stepping up to the plate and giving us, you know, what we needed.
Care about the earth.
We care about the earth. We've tested this product on dozens of exploded mice, so we feel confident
well,
in the marketplace.
Now they're exploded mice.
Yeah, now they were mice when we tested them. Now they have upgraded to exploded mice. And we do want to say we do care about the earth. Conservation is a mission. This foam does not biodegrade. It stays forever. So in many ways, there's more earth to go around.
Because it doesn't disintegrate, that means more people can recycle it, if that makes sense. We'll all
yes.
be, all of us on Earth will be recycling this material until the day the Earth melts.
Which is, yeah, absolutely, in many ways, more environmentally friendly than if it were to simply become the soil, because that would be
exactly.
a waste.
And Adel brings up a great point with the Earth melting. This foam, once it leaves your body, does get very, very hot. That is by design. It is meant to get hot.
Absolutely. I mean, I can feel the heat from the nearby packaging, and Ivan has some pretty spicy third degree burns on his hands, and obviously on his kind of
sure.
you know the,
obviously
his
we don't have to
you know,
say other, it. It's obvious where the burns are.
It's obvious where the burns are. And Ivan, credit to you for sitting down throughout this interview.
Thank you. I would say that after a few days of the burning, your skin becomes leathery.
The body adjusts.
It does adjust. I have my own kind of asbestos-like mittens, I would call my anus.
Life finds a way. That's what we always say.
It does. It surely does. Erin, I can't wait for you to Aww. Die so that this product can really go out to all the masses.
That slogan's on the packaging, too. We can't wait for Erin to die.
Yeah. And if you want it soon, hunt Erin. Which I love. I can't be mad about it. You know, I've been working customer service for this product, and we're getting a lot of good feedback. It's 85% people screaming, but the other 15% is people just saying they love the product and they can't wait to use it when I die.
Yeah, it's quite an advertising campaign, mm-hmm. the hashtag Hunt Erin. And obviously, the one who actually kills you gets a lifetime supply of foam stool for free. Mm-hmm.
And speaking of customer service, we do also, I'm not trying to push all of our wares, but we do have something in the testing phase right now. It's called Customer Cervix. It's basically foam ponds. We all know what that entails, so I'm going to drop it there. But just know that there are some exciting developments coming down the pipeline.
This is the building block of a much bigger empire for us, and it all starts with foam stool, and it all ends with foam stool in a way, because we guarantee that you will find the definitive end for your need of this product within 60 days.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. Incredible. Thank you so much for sharing the world of foam stool with us, the expanding empire of foam stool. And of course, it does expand. That's the final.
It yeah. really does.
Yes.
And if you'll excuse me, I do need to go and expand right now. So thank you once again, Hey Riddle Riddle, for bringing this amazing product to us and to the Sound Deals listeners.
Should we tell where people can get the product if Erin happens to keel over and the product does get available to the market?
People should know I Absolutely. Do sleep next to a sword, so it's not going to be no challenge at all to murder me, okay?
Oh, it's been a challenge, and I understand you've claimed a few scalps with that sword from prospective foam stool mm-hmm. customers.
Mm-hmm. Well, sleep yeah. next to a sword, you sleep under a sword, not unlike Damocles.
You can get foam stool anywhere you can find podcasts. Just look for Hey Riddle Riddle in your podcast app. HeadGum's website, you can find it on there as well. I'm sure Jake and Amir are happy to list that there. Yeah, I mean, pretty much anywhere you can find Hey Riddle Riddle, you can also find foam stool. So please reach out. We would love to give you some foam stool.
Stool Runnings.
Very nice.
Keep it stool.
Nope, stop.
Well, folks, all good things must come to an end, and so too must this week's episode of Sound Deals. But before we go, it would be remiss to leave without thanking our phenomenal brand ambassadors, Hey Riddle Riddle, our HeadGum family neighbors. Their podcast is wonderful. It's appropriate that we began this week's episode with a riddle, and Hey Riddle Riddle joined us selling their wonderful product. It was an absolute treat.
Max, oh God, the gator is here.
In the midst of all of this hard hitting comments, I'd completely forgotten the alligator was.
So okay.
Okay, what do we know?
Good news, bad news.
Right.
I guess for you, good news, good news.
Great. In which case, what's my good news?
Okay, so good news. It's there's no real risk here.
Here, okay.
Of getting gated.
Sure, sure, sure. It's not a gated community.
It's a dead gator.
Right, okay. So Agnes, there's some questions to ask Agnes there about.
There's been some wrangling.
I mean, she's always been clear, from what I understand, that the behavior of the animal is not on her. You said that she didn't train the animal.
It's very much a dead gator. And I guess the good news for you, bad news for me.
Yes.
Is there's a note on the gator.
Oh.
And it just says, Ivan, wear this.
Oh, so you are the gator.
So it appears, in a way, actually, maybe a bit of good news for me in that it looks like I've been promoted.
Yes, that's great. So,
to, you know,
Security gator.
And I get to, slip inside.
Yeah, absolutely.
This, okay, no, it's not been properly cleaned out, but.
Okay, but I see that. I mean,
smells.
Goodness me. I'm not sure where Agnes was either storing the gator or found the gator. I don't quite know what her modus operandi is. But I mean, look, would it be fair to say that you could somewhat replicate the scene in the Star Wars film where Luke clambers into the kind of belly of the creature in the sort of snowy tundra and sleeps?
I'll be honest with you, I've never seen it, but that sounds great.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah. That's the sort of thing, unless you have to also somehow patrol as the gator, in which case do you...
I think that's what they want me to do.
In which case, listen, I'm no expert. Would that involve sort of essentially removing the skeleton of the gator so that you can then slide your hands and your feet into the extremities?
There's like a crude diagram
on the note,
as you can see, and it's a stick man me, and it's a stick alligator.
A stick gator, yeah.
But I'm wearing the alligator, as a
and
costume,
you've got a little smile.
On this diagram,
Stick Ivan seems very happy. Well, look, you know, I often, especially because of the added functionality of my kind of perma-open sunroof.
Uh-huh.
I, as you know, I like to zip myself up in the old sleeping bag, especially when it raineth. The rain it raineth every day, as Shakespeare once said,
You know, we're in an undisclosed. We're in an undisclosed and undisclosed.
Yes, undisclosed in that there are no discos at all.
No, there aren't.
In the area. There really aren't. There aren't. Yeah.
There's not much, but there definitely isn't a disco.
Disco is dead in this particular area. Although we do, you know, we do all wish it well as a movement.
But what I think we can disclose is that we are in England.
Yes, absolutely.
And it has been raining a lot.
Yes, it's a particular pocket, a kind of, you know, a confluence of high and low and medium pressure. I mean, it rains a lot. I enjoy zipping myself up, sort of cocooning myself, as it were. And it works well because normally the rain has sort of succeeded in seeping through to my face around about the time I'd want to get up.
Oh, so it's a natural alarm clock.
Yeah, absolutely. 3:45 a.m. or so, you know, up with the lark. So look, yeah, all of which is to say, I don't know what time your rounds are supposed to be. I don't know whether mm-hmm. the note clarifies at what point you're...
No, but you know, they did set the raccoons free from 4:30 until 11, if I remember rightly.
Oh, yeah.
Now, obviously, I do have deliveries to do as well. I don't suppose you would be able to, you know, help me
it's
out.
It's been a great time here in the warehouse, and thank you so much for joining us. We've got all sorts of exciting things to get stuck into. Ivan literally has got to get stuck into this alligator.
Looks like it.
Alligator corpse. And are you going to go? Is it hands, tools? What's the what's your sort of approach here for this kind of ad hoc taxidermized adventure?
I think I'm gonna slice open the belly. I'm going to slide my feet in first.
Feet first.
But I'm gonna kind of go. I'm gonna shimmy under it, then feet first, then just pop my arms and head in, and then I'll already be in a crawl situation, so
yes.
I can crawl around.
Right, and then. You already said you plan on removing the skeleton. So is that once you're inside?
I'm just going to see how much room there is. And if there isn't, then I'll pop it out.
Just pop it out, really. Yeah, no, that seems pretty... Well, I can't envisage you, you know, needing any...
I mean, I know the diagram shows, Ivan wearing an alligator outfit, but I don't know if there's Absolutely. A possibility of some kind of puppet situation where I can maybe marionette the alligator so that I don't actually have to wear it. That'd be nice.
It would be great. I mean, I completely agree. It would be absolutely, that would be ideal, I think. But, you know, a diagram is a diagram.
Yes, and unfortunately, diagrams are legally binding for me.
Yeah, well, I think a few pages of your contract are...
They're just diagrams.
They're just diagrams.
Yeah.
And you had to draw a smiley face at the bottom if you accepted.
Yeah. Well, actually, terms. I'm contractually not allowed to frown.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Explains a lot.
Yeah.
Great. Well, it's lovely to see your smiling face. Have a fabulous evening.
Thank you so much.
In the gator suit. Does the gator have have you named it or?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Well. Good luck.
Okay, well, here I go.
Okay.
I've just got this wooden knife because they don't...
No, of course not. Yeah, you've sort of been sharpening it, whittling it.
They don't really let me have proper knives.
Okay, it's sort of...
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, no, it's...
That's quite...
It's interesting, yeah. A lot of questions about where Agnes acquired this creature from. As Ivan gets busy with that, we will leave you.
Got a foot in.
Okay. Oh yeah. Wow. Very very good. That's all we have time for this week. So until next time, we.
Uh oh.
Oh, what was that?
Uh oh.
I've got some recalls to do.
Oh.
I'm afraid you're gonna have to clamber back out.
Oh dear. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Sorry.
Yeah.
Let me just.
Yeah. Careful, yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll pop my foot back in there in a in just a mo. But before then, it's not really happened before, so apologies about this, Sound Deals listeners.
A rare digression from full quality, apparently, on a couple of things.
Couple of recalls to rattle through.
Final sleeve.
Apologies. The final sleeve was not the final sleeve. There was always another sleeve.
Yes, but please do buy the final now, definitely final sleeve.
Yes. This isn't so much a recall as an additional product that we do suggest you buy. We've been assured that this is the final sleeve.
Oh, sorry. I've just got another recall, which is the final now, final, definitely final sleeve.
Okay.
We've just got this is the one.
The subsequent.
This is the sleeve. Okay. This is the final sleeve.
Great. Well, to be on the safe side, just buy both.
Yeah.
Couch. Case.
Put your couch in a case and take it away. If you're incredibly strong, we didn't clarify. You really must be extraordinarily strong.
Technically, it works.
Oh, it works. But again, you must be so, so strong. The case itself is very heavy.
Loop absorber.
Yes, loop absorber. Loop obviously standing for live ostrich or pigeon absorber.
Yes.
Unfortunately, only worked on rats.
And thank you to the listeners who worked that out.
Tin, tin, tin.
Yes, not as we thought, an extraordinary new means of storing and serving food, but some off-brand and slightly dubious Tintin stories based on the boy reporter. The Tintin estate want to be very clear that what he does in these stories does not reflect the values of Hergé or the Tintin estate.
Sound Deals is created by Max and Ivan. Audio production by Hugh Olesker, produced by Gwyn Rhys-Davies. If you have a product you wish to sell, email sounddeals@maxinivan.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.